Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
At the end of the day, it all comes down to whether Alec Murdaugh did this or not. And one of the most, I think, telling things in any case is taking a look at their first statements, their first words. What were they acting like immediately after the crime when people are trying to figure out what the heck is going on? And luckily, we do have that in this case. Alec Murdaugh, after the authorities arrived, after he called 911 and said that, my family's here dead in the backyard, in the dog kennel, the police came and he sat with them in the cruiser, answering questions. We're going to watch that video right now. We can pause it as we go through. But I would say take a look at this and watch it for the believability of Alec Murdaugh. Is he someone who's coming across as someone who's trying to spin a tale? Or is he someone who's in shock and grieving the death of his wife and his son? I mean, keep this in mind. The gruesomeness of seeing your son's head blown off, which is literally what happened here. I'm not trying to be gross, but we've all in recent weeks have seen a lot of gruesome shit.
Yep.
And has disturbed a lot of us. Now imagine that being your kid in the dog kennel in your backyard. And this is his reaction just moments after seeing that. Let's watch.
And sir, what was your name?
It's Danny Hendershaw. Okay.
All right. As I stated, I'm David Owen in Lower Rutland with Colleton County, and I'm with SLED. I hate to have to do this.
I understand. Yeah. I totally understand. Yeah. So you don't have any problem with it.
So just start at the top. Take your time.
Like when I came back here, I pulled up and I could see him. And, I knew something was bad. I ran out. I knew it was really bad. And boy over there, I could see it was.
I'm so sorry.
And I could see. And I ran over to Maggie. Actually, I think I tried to turn Paul first. I tried to turn him over. And I don't know. I figured it out. And his phone popped out of his pocket. I started trying to do something with it, thinking maybe, but then I put it back down really quickly. Then I went to my wife, and I could see.
Did you touch Maggie at all?
I did. I touched them both. I tried to I tried to do it as limited as possible, but I tried to take their pulse on both of them. And I called 911 pretty much right away, and she was very good. I talked to her. I told her I was going to get off the phone to call some family members. I did that.
What family members did you call him?
I called my brother Randy, and I called my brother John, and I tried to call a little boy, real good friend, that's right around the corner from here, but I didn't get,
What all was around Paul when he walked up?
Blood.
Any other anything else?
I mean, there were some body things, yes, sir.
I mean, like any other evidence. I know you said the phone fell out the pocket, but did you see anything else that didn't belong or shouldn't belong or that wasn't part of Paul?
No, sir. No, sir.
How about Maggie?
No, sir.
You didn't see anything around them? What made you come out here tonight?
I went to my mom's late stage Alzheimer's patient. My dad's in the hospital. My mom gets anxious when she does. I went to check on them and Maggie. Maggie's a dog lover. She fools with the dogs. And I knew she'd gone to the kennel. I was at the house. I left the house and went to my mom's for just a little while. Tried to call her when I left. Texted her. No response. When I got back to the house was obviously nobody was in there. So I figured they're still up here fooling around. Paul's going to be getting set up to plant. Our sunflower seeds got sprayed and died, and he was refiguring to plant the sunflower seeds.
Okay.
So I came back up here and drove up and saw and called.
Had Maggie and Paul been arguing over anything?
No.
What was their relationship like?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. How about yours and Maggie's?
Wonderful. I mean, I'm sure we had little things here and there, but we had a wonderful marriage, wonderful relationship.
And yours and Paul's relationship?
As good as it could be.
How old was Paul?
22.
Okay. You know his date of birth?
I do. April 11th, 96 is his brother's. April 14th, 99 is Paul's.
And how about, what's Maggie's full name?
Margaret Brandstetter Murdoch.
And her date of birth, sir?
September 15th, 1968.
Have y'all been having any problems out here? Trespassers?
None.
People breaking in?
None that I know of. The only thing that what comes to my mind is my son Paul was in a boat wreck a couple years ago. And there's been a, you know, he was charged with being arrested for being the driver. There's been a lot of negative publicity about that. And there's been a lot of people online, just really vile stuff. But when Paul's out and about, I mean, people routinely, I don't think I know the full story. So I don't think they give it to me. But I mean, he's been punched and hit and just attacked a lot. So, you know, but I mean, nothing like this.
Yeah. Any one person in particular or group of people?
I don't know.
That you could think of?
Not that I know, no, sir.
Has he, other than being assaulted, has he received any direct threats related to the boat accident?
Oh, yes. All the time.
Recently?
Yes. I mean, he gets them all the time.
Okay.
He gets them all the time.
What kind of, I mean?
I'm going to kick your ass, you know. I've never been privy firsthand, you know.
Is that through social media? Or
no, ma'am. It's mostly like if he goes out places is what, you know, what he goes out like somewhere. He's in college, so if he goes out, is what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I can find out better details from some of his younger friends on that.
Who's his best friend?
His best friend in Colombia is Will's Chapman, Will Loving, Bobby Boyle. Bobby Boyle, Will Chapman, and Paul were getting ready to move into a house together in Colombia.
You said Will Chapman and Will Loving?
Wills with an S, Chapman, and Will with an L, Loving. Around here, his best friends are clearly Nolan Tootin and Rogan Gibson.
Tootin? Nolan Tootin?
Yes, sir.
And what was the other one? I'm sorry.
Rogan Gibson.
Have you talked with any of these guys tonight?
Talked with Nolan, yes, sir.
Is he out here?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I tried to call Rogan, was one of the people that he's the boy that I told you lives around the corner. That's there. You know, he's just a good, helpful young man. Do you mind if I open the door?
Door. Do what you need to do. So is there anybody that you can think of that we need to talk to tonight? Is there a name that comes to mind?
I mean, I can't tell you anybody that I'm overly suspicious of off the top of my head.
Okay.
You know, I mean, this is such a stupid thing. I'm even embarrassed to say it. But it just didn't make any sense. I just hired a guy out here.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't cutting the mustard, but I hadn't told him this yet. Paul's been working with him a lot. He killed the sunflower seeds in our dove field just recently, which is why Paul was here doing this. He told Paul a story the other day about how when he was in high school, he got in a fight with some black guys. And the FBI undercover team observed him fighting those guys and put him on an undercover team with three Navy SEALs, and that their job was to kill radical Black Panthers. And they did that from Myrtle Beach to Savannah. Now, I really don't think this guy, you know, is probably the person, but that's just so friggin'.
Yeah, that's kind of a far-fetched story.
But he was off today.
Okay.
He took his daddy to the doctor.
What's his name?
C.B. Rowe.
R-O-W-E?
Yeah, and I sent him a message to text me earlier today about the sunflowers, and he called me back when I was on the way to my mom's house.
Really? Did you talk to him at that time?
Briefly, I was on the phone with a lawyer friend of mine named Chris Wilson from Bamberg, so I told him I'd call him back tomorrow. See him in the morning.
When you briefly talked to Mr. Rowe, what was his demeanor or attitude?
I mean, it seemed normal. I mean, I asked him about the sunflowers, and so, you know, I mean, he's a little bit.
Where does he live?
I don't exactly know. Somewhere in Bronson.
Okay. Do you have his phone number?
I do.
You got it with you or closer?
I do. You know, but I do think him and Paul got along pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
That's just really, really weird. All right. CB.
Right there. Well, that.
Here, Hunter, he called me, so I'll do it out.
843-540-9335. You get that phone a little charge here to you, TM.
Is that an iPhone?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to proceed with this?
Thank you.
When did you tell that story to Cole?
Sometime last week.
Okay.
Sometime last week. My son Paul actually, and I really do not think, in all honesty, that it's him, but I know y'all got to check it out. But Paul was so taken aback by it that he sent, I'll find it, I got it on my phone. He recorded him saying bits and pieces of it.
Okay.
But for all his weirdness, I mean, I do think they they got along pretty good.
And how long had he been working here?
I guess about 3 or 4 pay periods. So,
a couple more. Okay.
Going back to the boat incident, anybody on that boat really have a hard on for Paul that you would think would come after him or know of any direct threats from people on the boats?
I don't know of any direct threats between any of the people on the boat specifically, but I do think there's been a small amount of yip-yap between a couple of them, but not recently.
Okay.
You know what, that yip-yap, let's pause there for a second.
People that Paul didn't really...
So this is post seeing dead people, dead family members.
This is moments after seeing dead people, like within the hour or so.
Contrast that to what we watched yesterday with Wendy.
Mm-hmm. Wendy didn't see any dead people.
No, correct. So what a stark difference. I mean, she sounded like she had a cold because she was so stuffed up. You know, she had that nasally sound to her because she had been crying so hard. This man literally saw his family slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just talking like, yeah, you know, blah, 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 da, da, da. No big deal.
Supposedly he was still on his painkillers because he was addicted to those. Okay. Which certainly could cause personality disruptions. But there is a level of
effects that much.
There's a level of calm to this that
I feel like he, in his mind, is thinking of the best way to spin stuff. Mm-hmm. Like all those, that calmness is him taking the time to process whether or not he did it, what he saw, and who might be involved and how this was going to turn out for him and the police questions. I mean, I just see him sitting there spinning his wheels, coming up with answers.
Was it planned,
though? And thinking 20 steps ahead.
But if you're gonna do something like this, you would think, doesn't mean he did, but you would think you'd have a plan for this, alibi, the story, what you're gonna tell people, and you're not gonna be making it up in the police cruiser an hour after you did it, unless you did it like in the heat of the moment. It's a weird thing to do in the heat of the moment, to grab two different guns and shoot your family members in two different locations. That's a weird part to all of this. The guns are now missing.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.